And at 9 a.m. Friday morning, it is KOP Young Columbia, 89.5 FM. And yeah, it is once again time for Open Mic Radio. So we're going to get it going in the right direction straight away here with one from my featured guest this morning. His name is Justin Hickerson. Take it away, Justin.
Thank you.
Friend.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, welcome to the program. It is Open Mic Radio, and it is Friday, the 21st of June, 2019, the summer solstice, as it were. And just to clarify something that I had to talk about the other night on the program, there is a misconception that the 21st of June is the beginning of summer. It's actually the middle of summer, as is apparent when you think about it. It's the longest day of the year, and from here on out, the days get shorter. So there's no reason to believe that summer would begin on the longest day of the year and then get shorter from that point. The summer and all the seasons begin on what are called cross-quarter dates, and those are the dates that are in between the solstices and the equinox. So May Day, for example, the 1st of May, is celebrated for many, many years and has been as a holiday, but it's also a cross-quarter date, and it's the middle, the date in between the spring equinox and the summer solstice, and that is actually the beginning of summer. The summer solstice is the middle of summer, as Shakespeare pointed out in A Midsummer Night's Dream, which was, of course, placed on the solstice in the middle of summer. So anyway, yeah, it's the middle of summer, enjoy it, and it's all downhill from here on out.
That's what it looks like. It's supposed to be 93 and humid on Saturday.
Is it really?
That's what they say.
I mean, this has been a strange spring and summer. I don't know. But anyway, we'll talk about that another time. Welcome to the program. Every week here on Open Mic Radio, we feature interviews with Missouri's finest musicians and bands. We have live in-studio performances and a weekly rundown of musical events. My name is Mike Hagan. I'm glad to be with you this morning. I'm glad you are here with me as well. Once again, happy summer solstice. I'm very pleased to say that with me in the studio this morning is Justin Hickerson. He's a great drummer and a good friend of mine. He's a decent poker player.
Hi.
And he's also a writer of songs and a singer of songs, too. And we'll talk with Justin. He's going to play some songs for us this morning. We'll do it up like we normally do here on Open Mic Radio every Friday. I think we'll look around as well and see what's happening tonight. I know you guys have a show coming up tomorrow. Ridge Runners, I think, right?
Ridge Runners are going to be at Les Bourgeois at the A-Frame.
Yeah.
It should be pretty nice. And then, yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a little bit, okay? But I think that we should tell everyone the doors are open. Swing on by, 915 East Broadway, if you're in the neck of the woods.
Don't bring money.
Bring money, bring gum, and a deck of cards. Right? And anyway, we had lots of fun last week on the program, too. I had Pete and Tony and John and Alan of the Fried Crawdaddies, one of the cornerstones here in the mid-Missouri music scene. Those guys have been doing it for a long time, and all kinds of experience, just a ton of work with lots of different artists over the years. So thanks to them for coming down. Had a great time. If you get the chance, go check them out when they're out and about. New music from them coming out sometime last month. Wait.
Whoa.
No, we'll hopefully have some music from them sometime soon. All right, this morning, though, in the studio with me, my friend Justin Hickerson. I'm thrilled to have him with me here today. He's going to share some songs. A lot of people know Justin as a drummer for a number of local bands, Paul Weber and the Scrappers, the Ridge Runners, the Daves. He has a number of other projects that we'll talk about. But he's also a songwriter and plays some nice guitar. So we're going to have him play another one here, and then we'll talk with him in a few more minutes. How about that, Justin? Want to play one more?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, Justin Hickerson. You listen to it here, Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia.
Sorry. This is normally a 9 o'clock in the evening activity for me.
Yep, I hear it every Friday morning, trust me.
Tell you that my biggest fear was one day you'd reappear, even after all these years. And now you're here. I gotta tell you, I've been holding my breath. I ain't getting no rest, just sitting here scared to death. And hold my breath. It must have been 11 years or more. Standing here stunned, and you're walking through my front door. You're walking my floor. I wished I could see you again. I wished I could see you. I'm wondering what if any feelings remain, but everything is all changed. Yeah, you leave it. Was reminiscing on our days of fun, all the songs we had sung, things we wish could become undone. We were so young, but I gotta tell you, I was not surprised that I was hypnotized. I'd long been familiarized with your blue eyes.
Song.
Thank you.
Lovely stuff, Justin. Very good. Hey, why don't you grab a seat and pull one of those mics real close and we can have ourselves a little chat here. Wonderful stuff. Justin Hickerson in the studio with me this morning. And say hello, Justin.
Good morning.
I sure appreciate you coming down. I know it is a little bit of a stretch for you musicians to do it at 9 o'clock on Friday, but it seems
I just went to bed 15 minutes ago.
There was still ice in my drink when I woke up.
Yeah.
All right. Where are you from, young man?
Well, I have lived in Columbia or the surrounding area since about 2010.
Right.
Now, I was born in the DFW area of Texas.
Dallas-Fort Worth.
So I have to, with that being the case, I have to say that I was born in Texas.
Okay, right.
Off the bat.
Right.
But when I was really young, when I was 7 or 8, my nuclear family, my mom and my dad and my two brothers, we moved to Branson, Missouri. And that's where I grew up. I graduated high school there, went to a semester or two of college after high school, and then ran away to Nashville and hung out there for a few years and
really
gotten some trouble, as a lot of young people do, and wound up on probation in Missouri. came on back.
So 2010 or so is when you left Nashville to come back here?
Correct, yeah.
All right, and how long were you in Nashville?
I was in Nashville from the tail end of 2006, winter between 2006 and 2007 until the summer of 2010.
So a few years, though.
Mm-hmm.
And you play some music there?
Yeah, I played with a number of bands and actually spent the majority of my time on the road. Like, I'd be, you know, out for 6 weeks here and then come home for a couple weeks and, you know, go out for 5 days and come back for a week. But I was bouncing around a lot. But
who were you playing with back then?
Well, primarily, it was a band called the Zombie Bazooka Patrol.
Nice.
And we had a lot of fun with it. We kind of did like a Here Come the Mummies thing, but before Here Come the, we didn't know who Here Come the Mummies were, but
right.
We just did party music that was zombie themed, and it was a little absurd.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. All right. Let's talk about musical background. Do you have family musicians, your mom and dad, anything like that? How did you learn to play the guitar?
My mother was a professional vocalist for my whole life.
Really?
She's got a beautiful voice, and that's what she did. She went to school for that, and she sang. That's why we went to Branson.
Really? So she was a professional
She sang with, like, Bobby Vinton and Andy Williams down there. Had several spotlights and various different other.
Those guys were huge. Andy Williams was one of my mother's favorites, actually. She's probably listening up there in Illinois. Can you believe that, Mom? We're talking about Andy Williams on the radio here.
And Andy Williams share a birthday.
Is that right?
And
well, he could sing, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, yeah. No, I loved Andy Williams, and I remember listening to his Christmas album when I was a little kid. And so it was actually really neat when my mom started singing in his show, because at the same time Glenn Campbell was like sharing his theater with him for that of the
Glenn
summer.
Campbell, so, another remarkable musician.
So
talk about a great guitar player.
People talk about
Glenn Campbell for his singing and stuff like that for the most part, and some songwriting, but he was a remarkable guitar player. Holy smokes.
Insane.
Yeah.
And I was like 10 and 11 years old.
Uh-huh. Hi, Diana.
So I didn't quite really appreciate it the way that I do now as an adult. Was actually kind of cool that there was a chunk of my childhood where I was just sitting in a couch in a green room while my mom was working, and Glenn Campbell would just walk in.
That's
and
amazing.
Start talking like a duck to us and like cutting up and talking jokes, laying on the ground, being crazy. He was a really funny dude.
That is fantastic. And, what a great story.
Yeah. So that was my mom. And my dad, when he was younger, he was a fantastic brass player. He played the euphonium and the trombone.
What's a euphonium?
It's like a smaller tuba, essentially. I mean, he could probably tell you a lot better than I do, but it's just like a more mid-range tuba, large brass instrument.
All right.
But for anyone who cares to know what this means, my dad's freshman year at University of Texas, which is the big, UT.
Texas, right.
His freshman year, he was the first chair euphonium player in the band.
Wow.
So his freshman year, he was the
better than everybody else.
Best euphonium player in Texas for a lot of people's money.
Incredible.
So
that's UT in Austin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great school in a neat town.
He didn't like I said, he didn't really play much more as I got older. He had work, but one of my best friends was also a euphonium player, and he was taking a notoriously difficult solo to competition. He was at our house practicing, and my dad went and pulled out his old tuba or his old euphonium and sat down on the opposite side of the of the music stand, wasn't even looking at the music, and just started just playing note for note with my friend as he was playing. I remember my friend was like, kept looking up from the sheet music. It was like, what on earth?
All right, well, you get it honest then. That's great. When did you start playing the guitar? Most people around town probably know you as a drummer. I know you've done a few shows out playing songs and playing your guitar and singing, but I think most people might be more familiar with you as a drummer. You play the drums for a number of bands around town.
Right. Drums are definitely my forte. I started playing the drums when I was 9 or 10 as well, and took private lessons and was in the band and all that. I started tinkering with guitars. I think I learned like the G chord when I was like 16 or 17. And for the longest time, that was all I knew. It wasn't until, but I played that chord a lot. Like I learned like G to E minor, just that one major with its relative minor. And you can do a million things with it, you know?
Right.
But it wasn't until I moved to Nashville. I lived with three other guys, and they were all guitar players, and there were guitars everywhere.
Yeah,
and
we were all
the guys I was living with had all grown up in Branson with me. We kind of were this like renegade pack of strays that all just decided to run away to Nashville and make a zombie band and go on tour. And it worked for a while, but that's where I picked up the guitar. It was just a lot of watching what they were doing and asking them, you know, well, what's that shape you're making?
You learned some finger picking as well, though, too.
The finger picking, incidentally, I still learned before I knew any real chords. My mom was hosting this group of Ukrainians that were in at Silver Dollar City for World Fest.
Right.
And they were all playing Beatles songs. They didn't know any English, but they could play the Beatles. And one of them showed me how to do thumb, middle, index, middle. And so I already knew that before I knew anything about guitar. Because I was already from drum, you know, right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left. I was already familiar with like, oh, okay, that's a pattern.
Right.
Thumb, middle, index, middle, thumb. You know, right, I can get that.
Right. All right, so guitar you pretty much picked up on your own, and drums you were taught formally, and you did some professional training, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, let's talk about influences. Who were you primarily? Obviously, we talked about some of the stuff that happened in Branson when you were younger, but you also like rock and roll, and you're a blues guy as well.
I like it all. The real reason why I wanted to pick up guitar, and I had wanted to for a lot of my life, I was like a drummer, and a lot of my energy was focused on drum, but I was always listening to like Neil Young. I loved Bob Dylan and Paul Simon, and I worked at, later in high school, worked at a CD store, so I was like really digging for these really eccentric, kind of out there, nobody knows who they are songwriters, because I just liked songs. But I, you know, and then had this like other parallel universe where I was just this drum nerd and wanted everything to be, you know, crazy and psycho. But I really enjoyed just the, you know, just a songwriter is just a condensed down, boiled down, like this is what a song is, you know. And as a drummer, you know, you can, it's just hard to think of them in the same vein.
Right,
but once I started playing guitar, it completely changes the way I play the drums.
Really?
And then by now, you know, after, you know, almost a decade of being kind of proficient in both, I feel like I can think of them in tandem
together,
and working with each other like a songwriting drummer. And when I sit down behind the drums, I don't necessarily think about, you know, my, you know, foot left, right, you know, I'm not thinking about that. I'm now like listening to a song because I know how a song is crafted from the floor up.
Very interesting.
And it's really brought on this whole, you think, you know, you learn so much, but it's like I play even less now. You know, it's like less really is more. If you're just playing to make a song sound as nice as you want the song to sound, just sit back. Sit back, you know.
Why don't you play another one for us?
Okay.
Want to do that?
Yeah, should I stand back
up? Yeah, you can stand back up, and I'll get your mic set up here. And I will tell everyone that they should stick around after this program. At 10 o'clock, we have the lovely Diana Moxon. And speaking of the arts, she'll be coming to you at 10 o'clock. And I'm sure Diana has an interesting show, as she always does. All right. In the meantime, though, we're going to enjoy some more music. We've got Justin Hickerson in the studio with me this morning. Justin is a fantastic drummer, plays with the Ridge Runners, who have a show, by the way, tomorrow night at Les Bourgeois at the A-Frame. Doing a really nice job with the summer concert series, by the way, out there at the A-Frame. We'll talk a little bit about what's happening in town here in a little bit, but we're going to get another one from our friend Justin here. What are you going to play for us, Justin?
Well, in the vein of our last conversation, I wasn't planning on playing this, but I'll do a Jana Hunter cover. Can I do cover songs?
Sure.
Jana Hunter was one of those weird songwriters I found when I was younger. She wound up being one of my favorite songwriters. She had a really strange voice that I can't mimic, but she hung out in that kind of tonal range that Neil Young did, but she sang just a little lower and darker as opposed to Neil's high
voice. All right, here we go. Justin Hickerson, you're listening to it here on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia.
The song's called Restless.
Restless, I walked to the shore and picked a place of peace. Found no relief in satin sheets or breadcrumbs of police. This sovereign God raised up an arm and gave me clever hands. With these I'm trial of morals, mighty weak. Plastered in poems of holy unknowns, I'd whispered on smoking-filled streets.
Who's that artist?
It was Jana Hunter.
Jana Hunter.
I found her a long time ago, but she was releasing albums on a record label that was run by Devendra Banhart. Hmm. I don't know if you know who he is or not, but he was just kind of breaking big there, and so he was just like bringing a whole. I saw her on tour with him, and then later played a house show with her in Nashville.
Awesome.
And was tickled pink to do so, because I was like, I've been listening to you for like 7 years.
That's awesome. All right. Let's talk about songwriting. Before the break there, you mentioned, you know, learning what it is to put a song together. And how do you do it when you're writing your own stuff? I mean, is it just sort of inspired, or do you sit down and actually write purposefully, or is there a combination?
Seldom. I've gotten to a point where I don't write any of them down really anymore. Or if I do, it's long after they're finished and I'm writing them like for someone to read. Mm. But I really don't. Like I try and let it come at its own pace. If I'm working on a song idea, it normally starts with a melody, like a melody that I want to sing, or a combination of two words or just a phrase. And then, you know, and usually each song is homogeneous in what it's written about for me, but I try to leave it open-ended enough that that whoever's listening to it can kind of
interpret it.
If they like it, they can take it and apply it elsewhere they need to, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But when an idea comes, though, like if I'm really on to something, I don't really sit down and purposefully write, but I'll go like night after night after night playing the same like run of five measures, like over and over and over again, just until the next idea pops out of it. And it's like, there it is. There it is. Okay, now we're going somewhere. Right. So don't sit down and say, like, tonight I'm going to write a song. We'll be like, tonight I'm really going to try and get to the other end of this idea I've been knocking on.
All right.
And sometimes it doesn't work.
Are you particularly prolific? Do you write a lot? Or do you have a lot of songs or just a handful? Or
It comes in waves. Like, I'll go through winter. Like winter, I've got a lot of downtime. Mm-hmm. Generally, I'll get a lot done. If I'm not getting a lot written, I'll set up stuff and just record an album, just to keep busy. But
and you can record at your place.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but usually if there's like a wave of inspiration or whatever, if just a lot's coming out, you know, I can get like four or five songs written kind of in a fit, for lack of a better term.
No, I get it. But then
I won't have anything written for a year or two after, you know? And there's always like back burner ideas. Like as we speak, I probably got a half dozen songs that I think are like, man, so close to being done and ready to play for people, but they're just like suspended in animation and
just not quite there yet.
Might be forever undone, you know. I call them bedrooms jams or the captain's reserve, you know, the songs that nobody's ever gonna hear, you know.
Well, how do you find time to work on the guitar? You spend so much time playing the drums, and you also work real hard as well. You have a little landscaping company, is that right?
Yeah. And I'll do that just for the sake of right here and right now.
Yeah.
Hickerson Lawn and Landscape is me and my brother. Generally, when I'm talking with my mowing clients, or landscaping clients, that's when I'm Justin from Hickerson Lawn and Landscape. And when I'm elsewhere, I'm Justin the drummer and musician. But it is a lot of time, and it's basically... that's the answer right there. It's all of my time.
You just make time for it.
It's like what I do when I'm working. I work and I really enjoy my work. And when I come home, you know, largely I live alone. I've been single for most of my adult life, and I like to come home and just wander around and play my guitar or tinker on my drums. And, you know, occasionally I'll get lucky enough to be with someone who enjoys watching me do this stuff for, you know, a couple years. And then they get bored or whatever. It's what I do, and it's what I enjoy doing.
Well, and it's why you're good at it, I think. Yeah, you sort of have to have a bit of an obsession with things like that to get really proficient, I think. And you're a fantastic drummer, and you're a damn good guitar player, and I've only recently started to discover that, so...
Thanks,
anyway,
Mike.
Great stuff. I'm really glad that you came down. We are at about the bottom of the hour. You want to play another song?
I can.
You got a few more in you?
Yeah.
Because we'll probably do this one, then we'll do a little rundown of events from tonight, and then we'll probably play another one, and then talk a little more, and then I'd say maybe two more after this one. Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
All right, right on. Perfect. So we've got Justin Hickerson with me in the studio this morning, and he's playing some songs for us, and we're learning a little bit about the man himself. So we're going to find out a little bit more after this song. What do you got for us, Justin?
This is a little song about playing cards. It's
very good.
Solitaire.
All right. It's Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia.
Seven and I'm still struggling to sleep, and I still can't bring myself to eat. I got no strength left to stand on my feet. My mind's been racing, tangled up with fright at the possibility that you just might find a new man to hold you close at night and hold you oh so tight, and nothing's here to break my falling down except the cold, hard, unforgiving ground ever since you stopped coming around. I'm weary and I'm rattling to my bones, and I'm playing solitaire and getting stoned, and know the thrill of being alone. We'll sit and stare at the phone. Darling, won't you please come home? Day 9, I feel it's time that I unwind, 'cause I'm feeling partly fine, part of the time, and there's no use sitting round and crying. Feels like I woke up wearing brand new skin, and I'm breathing that brand new oxygen, and never want to fall back asleep again. Still I'm weary and I'm rattling to my bones, and I'm playing solitaire wishing I was stoned, and know the thrill of being alone. We'll sit and stare at the phone. Well, darling, won't you please come home? Darling, won't you please come home?
Wonderful. Very, very nice, Justin. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Very nice. Yes, you're listening to it here. Justin Hickerson live in the studio this morning. Beautiful music coming from a really cool dude. All right, we've got a few minutes here to, well, let's do that PSA. Justin, get close to that mic if you don't mind, and we'll take care of a little bit of business here.
All right, listen up, everybody. Stop traffic. The 9th annual golf tournament.
Oh, yeah.
Is the title of this PSA here. Registration is open for the 9th annual Vincent P. Gurachari Foundation Golf Club Tournament, which benefits cancer patients in mid-Missouri. The tournament will be held at Columbia Country Club on July 29th with a shotgun start at 1 p.m., registration and lunch at 11:30. Nobody wants to miss that shotgun start. Okay, sorry. The format will be a four-person scramble with a number of prizes. To register or to be a sponsor of the golf tournament, contact Herb Basto, or information on the cost at Herb Basto, B-A-S-T-A-O-W-T-A-O. You know what? 573-773-4414. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Justin. And that'll be fun. I love a nice golf tournament. All right. What else? Let's see what's going on around town. We have tonight at the Blue Nun, and feel free to chime in here, Justin, because a lot of times you will know more about these folks than I do. Got a little bit of a country show tonight. Dirt Road Addiction, and they'll be playing a bunch of country hits all night tonight at the Blue Note. Tomorrow night we've got the Pints and Pizza Party. That is a celebration of local beer and pizza featuring Logboat Brewing Company and some nice beers from Logboat and pizza by both Pizza Tree and Shakespeare's. Wow, fantastic. All right, that's tonight and tomorrow at the Blue Note. At Rose tonight, we've got Happy Hour, 5 o'clock out in Rose Park, assuming that the rain holds off. It looks like it's getting pretty sketchy out there right now, to be honest.
I don't think the heavy stuff's blown in just yet.
I don't think the heavy stuff's going to come down for quite some time. Anyway, Happy Hour, either out in the park or in the shop there at Rose. You've got Lurman, Schaefer, and Check. You familiar with that? Lurman, Schaefer, and Check. Never heard of them. Hopefully that'll be a good show at Happy Hour tonight at Rose. Then later tonight, ooh, man, Diana just showed the radar. It looks like it's going to get pretty ugly here for a minute. All right.
Stable the horses.
Yep. We're batting down the hatches. All right. Tonight at Rose, after the Happy Hour show, we've got Con Man Economy, and that's an EP release show tonight. They'll be helped out by Mock Love, Luxora, and the Many Colored Death. And tomorrow night, they'll be doing the pizza party at Rose as well. All right, I think Cafe Berlin is dark tonight and tomorrow. They won't be getting going again until the 27th, which is next Thursday, I guess. Then we've got at the Roachport store, Marcella's Ghost tonight. Fantastic stuff at the Roachport General Store tonight. Check that out if you get a chance. Marcella's Ghost this evening. That'll start at about 8 o'clock. Then, Cooper's Landing and Catfish Katie's both still closed due to flooding. Don't know how long that's going to last, but they're going to be cleaning up for some time down there by the river.
So I saw some pictures of Cooper's. Looks like they had a pretty good sand wash out once the river subsided, but I think they're getting it all cleaned up.
Yeah, well, they
don't tell them what the inside looks like.
It was underwater. I mean, the whole place. Oh, no, it was crazy.
I've never seen it quite that bad before.
Yeah, I think I mentioned a couple nights ago when I was on the radio, I drove down to Jeff City last week, I guess. Uh-huh. Yeah, my son had a baseball game down there, and as long as I've lived here in mid-Missouri, I've never seen water like that. It was everywhere.
Yeah. Well, on the landscaping side of things, you know, I mean, like, we're just at a bottleneck, you know, people having to tell people, like, sorry, we can't really lay your sod right now because the sod farm is 7 feet underwater, you know.
Right.
I mean, it's not everyone's mad. It's like, you can't even call someone to go get it done faster. No one can do it. We're just halted.
As a side note, Justin, that was the hardest job I've ever done in my life was cutting sod. When I was a younger man, I cut sod for a summer.
Without the big machine
It was a walk-behind machine that would kick up, cut a section, roll it up, and then drop it behind. So we had a couple guys. You had one guy driving a truck, and one guy pushing the machine, and then new guy usually was picking up the rolls and putting them on the back of the truck. Yeah. You know,
I bet you were ripped that summer.
Oh man, I was in good shape that summer, and you know it was crazy because when it rained, they were twice as heavy because
all the water was soaked.
Oh,
holy
brutal.
Smokes! Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. So I feel for those guys out there doing it. That's tough work, guys and girls that do it. So
yeah.
Anyway,
I love it when they drop off the sod at a job site just before it starts raining. Like, right. Five pallets, huh?
Yeah. Just soaks it up like a sponge.
Great.
Right? Yeah. All right. Well, back to music here, and you're listening to it here on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. Stick around, Diana Moxon, and Speaking of the Arts at 10 o'clock, and 11 o'clock you'll have Terry Gross and Fresh Air, and lots of good stuff this evening and afternoon on KOPN. Fridays are a lot of fun down here at the station, as you can tell by tuning in this morning. All right, we've got the Ridge Runners tomorrow night. That's one show that I forgot to mention, but it's a big one, and it's down there at Les Bourgeois at the A-Frame. They're doing a great job with the concert series. They started it last year and really keeping it going this year in fine fashion. Ray Fitzgerald started it off a few weeks ago, and they've been doing great stuff ever since then. So we've got the Ridge Runners tomorrow night. Let's talk a little bit about the Ridge Runners and tell people a little bit about that band.
The Ridge Runners is a super group, man. It's me and Tim Carey and Josh Wrong from every other band in Columbia, mm-hmm, Royal mm-hmm. Furs, and Noel Feldman, who also plays with the Royal Furs and a number of other bands. But kind of the
Well, I can't think of a better word. It's not a shtick, but what we do is everyone's a
multi-instrumentalist
songwriter, even Noel. So it's very seldom that you wind up with two songwriting drummers in the same band. So we do a whole lot of rotating and switching around and kind of genre bending, you know. And it's an excuse for all of us being songwriters to, when we play live, we usually just play our songs really loud.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun seeing the Ridge Runners, and they do have four members who can all mix it up quite well, and you'll see them switching instruments quite a bit during one of their shows. Yeah.
So unfortunately, I will not, well, if Les Bourgeois even happens, if it doesn't blow away here in about 15 minutes, it's looking nasty outside.
It does look dark out there.
But I will, there's a very unfortunate scheduling conflict, and I will not be able to be at the Ridge Runner show tonight, but...
Or tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, excuse me. But Noel and Tim and Josh will all be there.
And they can hold it together. Three of them can hold it together just fine.
Yeah, so. And that's also the cool thing about that band, because we've played...
What, you got to be in court or something? What's going on?
No, I've got another show out of town that cannot... play if I'm not there. So
I understand.
But that's the neat thing about the Ridge Runners too, is because we've gone minus any one of us a number of times, and then, you know, occasionally, like a couple times last summer, Jeff Mueller just came and sat in on guitar for a set, or you know, whatever.
Whoever,
it's a really fun band.
That's awesome. I've been waiting for a Ridge Runners recording to come out. And I hope Tim is listening, and Josh too, because I'm getting a little impatient. I want a Ridge Runners recording so we can play it here on the radio station.
I can play an unmastered one if you want to take it off my phone.
You know, if you can text it to me or something, maybe we'll play that on the way out so we can give we might be able to do that. So we've got a few minutes to let Diana set up before she gets going. But anyway, we've talked a little bit about recording. You've got a little studio at home, and
I've got the stuff to do it. Uh-huh. I back in the winter of 2014 to 2015, I plugged away and just took the whole winter off and set up a room and got everything just kind of squabbed in there and just plugged away and recorded an album. But I haven't done any recording since. And that's what I mean when I say, like, it just kind of comes in waves. It's like when I really get into something, I tend to be pretty prolific. But I also like to recognize when, okay, this project's done, I'm just going to put this all away.
Yeah, just down. Yeah.
You know, it's important not to know when and when not to overlap things. Because if I was sitting here trying to say, like, yeah, I'm a songwriting, guitar playing, recording artist, landscaping, you know. Right. I do it all, man.
All right, I would like to mention that I just got a text here from my friend Woody Atkins, and I would also like to mention that there is a show tonight in Jefferson City, and it is the Windstone Entertainment Event Center is hosting what's called the Heart of Texas, and you've got Justin Trevino, Dennis Stopmott, or Stromat, and Landon Dodd and Tony Booth will be putting down some Texas country, and I'm guessing some western swing probably too. So if you're into that type of music, you can check out the Heart of Texas show tonight at the Windstone Event Center. That's in Jeff City. You can find information on the web, I'm sure, and also the phone number down there is 573-636-2850. All right, thanks to Woody for that. All right, Justin, let's play another song, but not quite yet. I've got a couple other questions I wanted to ask you. So we got the Ridge Runners tomorrow night. You also play with Paul Weber and the Scrappers, who have a new record coming out sometime this year, I'm hoping.
Yes, it is. It is pressed, being printed, and is on its way.
Fantastic.
It will be out next month.
Soon enough. Okay, well, that's great. I'm really looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. We'll try to get some of the members from the band down here sometime in the next few months.
Good luck.
Well, I know Paul's a little bit tough to rope in, but maybe at the end of summer. I know he's really busy with the farm in the summertime. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm really excited about that. That's a great band and a great project, and I'm really glad that you're a part of that one.
Thank you. It's really cool to be a part of, too.
Yeah. All right, Mid-Missouri scene. We haven't talked much about the scene in general. I always ask people what they make of it, what they think, who they like, you know, that kind of thing. What do you think about our local scene?
I love it. you know, you mentioned Ray earlier.
Oh, my gosh.
Anytime someone does, number one, I love Ray's music, but, you know, I met her when we both worked at Shakespeare's a while ago.
So many people.
She's also, like, a native Texan that kind of came from a oddly religious family background. So I really enjoy that, you know, like, and even though Cantaloper doesn't play much anymore, but Levi and the Dolan brothers, they're not from Texas, but they also all kind of came up in this oddly religious environment. And I really like that the scene isn't made of those, but like the scene kind of harbors some of us who are just kind of weird, you know. It's like, I wasn't raised listening to the Rolling Stones, and you know, but I play this music and have this weird religious thing that you just talk about with folks. And I like that there are other people like me here, and I like that there's room for kind of every
there's
genre of, you know, the hip hop scene. I'm not big on hip hop, but I know a lot of people in town that go to a lot of hip hop shows, so I'm glad that there's just sprockets of stuff up everywhere. I love that there's something for everyone, because there's a lot of folks here.
I agree.
That is not how it was down in Branson.
Is that right?
At all.
Yeah.
No.
Speaking of hip hop, there's a guy named Van Ghost. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
No.
But I'm trying to get him down here one of these mornings. He works Friday morning, which is the bigger problem, but super talented young guy who's doing some hip hop around town. So yeah, great stuff. And a lot of great collaboration too. I see people mixing and matching all the time, and I think that's one of the healthiest things about the scene here in Columbia. So all right, we're running a little bit low on time, so I'm gonna have you play one more for us, and then we'll try to wrap it up here in a few minutes. Okay. All right, we've got Justin Hickerson with me, and he's going to play another song for us here. And then we've got Diana Moxon in about 13 minutes. Speaking of the arts at the top of the hour, you're listening to Open Mic Radio. My name is Mike Hagan. Really happy to have Justin with me here this morning, and I hope you're enjoying the music. What are you going to play for us here, young fella?
I think I'm going to do a Ridge... Well, it's a Ridge Runner song now. It's actually a song that I wrote, like, over, like, 10 years ago.
Awesome. All right. Once again, Justin Hickerson, Open Mic Radio, KOPN.
Winter Blues. I was going to text it to you, but...
Play it anyway. All right, good.
I've said my pleas. I talk to you on begging knees, and you seem oh so glad to see me walking around sad. But now I'm mad, and you don't even know what at, but I'm so mad. Woke up me, said you don't know if you've been here before. You don't know what you believe in anymore. And you come knocking up at my door, but I don't live there anymore. Listen to you come out clean. You said you got nothing left to lose. You got those winter time blues. got nothing left to lose. You got those blues, and you can't make your own bad news. That's what you do. You run too fast, you work too hard.
That's a summertime jam called Winter Blues.
I love it. Another nice one from Justin. That's when the Ridge Runners perform, you say?
Yeah, we mostly do that one with them, and we do it really, really loud.
Loud, yeah.
It's fun.
You know, one of my favorite shows that the Ridge Runners performed recently was down at PDM maybe, I don't know, 6 months ago or something like that.
Yeah.
That was a great time and a lot of fun down there. Have you ever played out at the Les Bourgeois before?
Yeah. Yeah, we played out there a number of times, as a four-piece and as a three-piece minus, you know, someone else. But I think since I last played there, someone new is booking the shows. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if they're doing things differently out there right now or not. All right. It's been a minute. I haven't been out there since. Well, last summer.
Okay. All right, so we haven't talked about the Daves. You also play the drums for a local band called the Daves.
I was hoping you wouldn't talk about the Daves.
Yeah, you know. So I got to call you Dave when we're talking about the Daves. Yeah. I got Dave Hickerson with me here. He probably plays the drums for the Daves as well.
Dirty Dave.
I love it. You guys get out and play quite a bit as well.
Yeah, I actually play probably more frequently with the Daves than any other continuous project that I work on. And I really enjoy it.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
Well, there's just a lot of, you know, where, you know, playing, it's a lot, it's all brush work, which is a totally different than playing with sticks. So I really enjoy getting to be on the, just completely 100% on the other end of the drum spectrum so often. And it's a whole lot of feeding off of each other. Whereas like, you know, with Paul or say like Noel from the Ridge Runners, their songs are tight. Mm-hmm, you know, I could take a piece of staff paper and I could write out note for note every single, you know, note that I'm going to play every single time we're going to play. And I'm fine with that.
Right.
I love that. You know, I love those songs. That's how those songs are supposed to be played. But I like, you know, just the nature of Delta Blues is like, just kind of sit back and follow Dave, whichever one you want, you know,
right.
It is. Yeah. Like, just pick a Dave and, you know, just let it go.
Make it sound good.
Yeah. Don't sit there and worry about, am I doing it right? Or, oh, did I miss when I'm supposed to switch to this certain kind of time? Like, it really doesn't matter as long as it doesn't sound like crap.
Right.
You know?
All right. Really quickly, one other project. You've got a new thing that you're working on. I think Josh is involved as well.
Josh and Marissa Wood and Mike Fox. Mike Fox, if you're listening, happy birthday.
Shout out to Mike Fox out there. Happy birthday, kid.
And Russ Barricker. I still don't know how to pronounce his last name correctly, I think. But they were all in a band called the Meanwells, or still are in a band called the Meanwells.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so it's the three of them on guitars and keys. And they kind of, as the Ridge Runners do, the three of Mike Fox and, or Mike, Marissa, and Russ, they all write their own songs and they'll kind of swap between their songs. But Josh and I are like full-time rhythm section. So right, the bass and drums stay the same, but they might jump between guitar and keys a little bit. And it's really fun, though. And it's forthcoming. We're about to start playing shows.
Okay. All right. We're looking forward to that. Is there a name for that project yet?
I've settled on the name Urgent Blowout. But
we'll see if that's agreeable, huh?
But there's about a million different names kind of being tossed around right now.
All right. And hello to Tim Carey. Tim says hi. Says you're sounding good, Justin.
I agree.
All right, we have got about a minute or so left, so I'm going to say thank you very much. I had a great time, and I'm so glad that you came down. Anybody that you would like to see me have on the program?
Tim Carey.
Tim's already been on the show, but I'd love to have him back for sure.
Well, I don't know who you haven't had on here. Get Ray on here sometime.
I've been trying to get Ray, and I just don't want to pester her. I've asked her a couple times. She knows she's absolutely welcome whenever she would like to, and if she's got anything coming up.
So. Ray, this is a public twisting of the arm. Come on down. hang out with Mike on a Friday morning.
We'll have Justin come down here too, and you guys can talk religion, and we can all talk about how screwed up our backgrounds are.
No.
All right. We also have Nick Gorham coming up sometime soon. Samantha Ferkey's going to be back. The Sweaters, Sliced Bread. I'm hoping to get Van Ghost. Steph Foley, I'd like to get on the program sometime soon. John Thomas. I'm trying to get Tom Andes. And who knows who else? We'll get the Daves back here sometime soon.
Actually recently heard a rumor that Willie T might be in town here in the next month or so, and if that's the case, we'll try and get him down.
That is something we might even be able to get him down here in the evening sometime if we can switch some things around. So
that'd be cool.
Fantastic. All right, Justin, thanks again, man. I will hopefully see you tomorrow night.
Woo!
And maybe tonight. I don't know. It depends what you're doing after hours here.
Yeah, we'll
this see. Rain looks like it's going to shut down some of your landscaping business this afternoon. I don't know.
It's going to shut down everything.
All right. Thanks again, brother. Take care.
Hey, thank you.
Wonderful. Justin Hickerson, you can catch him out and about often enough. Okay, it's Mike. You've been listening to Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. Once again, with the Daves, with Paul Weber and the Scrappers, with the Ridge Runners tomorrow night at Les Bourgeois. Check him out and the bands that he's associated with, Justin Hickerson. All right, we're going to play one from Paul Weber and the Scrappers on the way out here. And I will say, come on back next week. I will have Mike Nolan, the general manager of the Blue Note and Rose Music Hall, will be with me, and we'll talk about what the Blue Note has planned for the summer and play some music as well, okay? This one is called Stainless Steel. It's Mike. Take care of yourselves. Be back next week.
Stainless steel won't corrode when exposed to the wind and the rain. It shines all the time and it never needs a coat of paint. When the years rain down on our love, it will be glistening still. 'Cause ever since the day we met, it's been stainless steel. Stainless steel. Know it's real, what we feel, you know it's real, stainless steel. Well, the elements that make up our love, baby, they're rare on earth. When you put them all together, it just multiplies what it's worth. The kind of thing every petty thief wishes he could steal. 'Cause ever since the day we met, it's been stainless steel. Stainless steel. You know it's real. What we feel, you know it's real. Stainless.